coming to you live from the flood-ravaged banks of the Mississippi. Miles Title, are you there?
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Miles.
Oh, you were going to go into my joke about the...
Are you currently sandbagging? Tell us, how is it going down there?
I'm currently teabagging. I'm taking a break.
I don't know how that's going to keep the water out myself, but it might get doused.
I don't know. I hope I'm successful.
So Miles has got a soggy basement today, and he's a little bit pissed off about it.
I do, and Bob does, and he thinks that's fucking funny. He's had a fucking laugh aside.
I am not laughing about your soggy basement. I'm laughing about you getting all, you know, pissy about it. That's what's funny to me. You had to do a little work today, man. And it's
I had
really
to, you know how
to
I don't like doing work. I hate working. I hate it.
You are the Uncle Joe of the family there, yes.
Kind
of
slow.
You're kind of slow. Down at the junction. That's right.
No.
Ah!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The junior samples of the Hee Haw cast right there.
Pretty much, yeah. If you had to put junior samples to work in a wet basement, that was me.
Dad, keep pulling your pants and looking at your crack. You got a crack problem going on, Dad.
Perhaps I'll take off my pants. Is that what you want? My little short round. Yes.
We don't want to see your holy underwear either.
Oh, jeez.
Although it is Sunday.
Jesus.
You're in a bad mood, man. Bad mood.
Well, what am I going to do, man? I've already had to spend $300 out of my pocket. And...
on what? Just lunch or what?
That was me and my trip to McDonald's.
Yeah, I had to go get a big breakfast because I couldn't cook because I was so depressed, and then I had to go get lunch.
I had considered that, actually. Yeah, I had to.
Yeah, and then I couldn't cook at night, so I had to get pizza at Casey's.
Yeah, I know.
My favorite Casey's Big Boy Pizza.
Oh, my wife talked me out of it.
They said, hey, fat boy, what are you doing here all wet?
Oh, no. My wife talked me out of it. She's all like, I just bought you a box of Quisp.
Oh, I love Quisp.
Yeah, you know, like, don't leave, Miles. Please, don't leave.
Quisp is the best.
Yeah, no, not Queef. Quisp.
I know Quisp. It's the bestest. I love that cereal. The only thing better than Quisp is Jean Lafitte.
Oh,
you remember Jean Lafitte?
Oh, yeah.
The cinnamon is like Cinnamon Toast Crunch before there was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch family of fine cereals there.
Yummy.
Yeah, it was like, it wasn't quite as bad as Captain Crunch as far as damage to the inside of your mouth, but...
That hurts, yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, you want to feel like you have clean teeth, eat Captain Crunch, as well as a clean roof of your mouth and everything.
Yeah, that'll rip out.
Dry. Yeah, you eat it dry, man. Like a man, like somebody with some balls.
Yeah, balls.
Eating the crunch dry.
And balls in your mouth. Yeah.
So you had some Quisp for dinner, huh?
No, I didn't really have Quisp.
I got some Cookie Crisp at the store for myself this week.
Really?
Cookie Crisp. Oh, I love that shit. Yes, it's good. We don't have Quisp. I can't find the Quisp anywhere.
Yeah.
That's only at those old. That's one of those old grocery stores that has old cereal still.
Come on down to A&P.
There you go. Down the A&P, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I was at the Walmart. I got myself some Cookie Crisp.
At the Kroger's.
I was at the Walmart. You know, this lady was checking, you know, doing the ringing up. I shouldn't say checking me out because then you'll get the wrong idea.
I wouldn't believe that, first of all. But I don't think that's happened for quite some time, but yeah.
I wonder how it pees. So anyway, the... this old lady was checking me out, you know, and but it's like I was looking at, I'm like, where do these old ladies come from with like the really greasy slick back hair and like some kind of a bun,
right?
You know what I mean?
She's turning me on by the minute.
You know, the it's a little crackly tonight, folks, because of Miles being in the he's sitting in water basically right now. So
I dare not move, or I'll fry my testicles if I move. So I dare not move right now.
So, but you know these old ladies that have the they're kind of fat. They got the greasy hair in a bun.
Yeah.
They look kind of like uglier Aunt B. From
right.
Where do these ladies come from? That's what I was trying to decide as I was standing there. I'm looking around. I don't see any young women who look like this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a point in their life where they just say fuck it? And
I think so. Yeah.
Really? Is that what ladies think about us when they look at us?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah,
where was the moment in their lives that they just said fuck it?
And, fuck it. Like, yeah. I think I said that earlier.
They get that earlier? Okay.
I think we do.
Yeah.
Since we die faster.
That's true. Especially after you have to, squeegee your basement.
Yeah.
Are you sitting in your basement right now?
I'm in a basement with, I've unplugged them so I can hear you, but I've actually got 3 dehumidifiers. And,
oh, really?
4 fans, so I've unplugged it all so I don't get electrocuted.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The show must go on.
But I was just looking around and I was thinking, boy, that lady, you know.
Yeah, she's hot.
She she's hung it up thoroughly. I don't know.
I bet she hasn't had any in years, and she'd probably be thankful.
Yeah, it could be.
She partook in my secret meat.
I don't know.
Right.
So I didn't really have much going on tonight. I just found that as an odd observation.
Yeah, jonesing on someone's grandma. That's pretty much bottom of the barrel story, I think.
Oh, my gosh. I wasn't jonesing on anybody's grandma.
Hey, Nana.
Wow, it's like, I can't get you going tonight. You're like, so Mr. Stoic. I've been cutting carpet all day and hauling out wet carpet.
I know.
I was in the war with your father.
I only wish. I wish Christopher Walken lived by. I'd like to have him help.
I was cutting carpet because of a flood of the Mississippi. And your father asked me to hold on to this watch.
I know where this is going. Oh,
said,
boy.
Don't put it in your pocket. It may fall out.
Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. So where'd you stick it?
I stuck it up my ass.
Oh, my God.
And as I was cutting that carpet...
Oh, my God.
The watch chain would dangle. Down between
my
ass cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Not the best Christopher Walken, but whatever.
Well, I kind of fell apart at the end, but yeah.
That's all right.
The beginning, though, you had me going, man. You really had me.
Oh, good. There. See, look. I cheer you up a little bit.
You got a chuckle on my face, damn you.
Yeah. Trying to cheer you up in your flooded basement there.
I want to be all hateful tonight and ranting and raving.
So what's up with you and that watch?
Well, I, I
heard you're playing the Xbox here.
Nah, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to the Megalomart.
Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. I got to talk about Petco. That's And he pulled out of his ass a coupon code. It said... Static. Now, if you go to petco.com/static and get 10% off plus free shipping of orders of $65 or more, or if you use static 10, you get 10% off. You don't have to do the whole $65 or more. What you got to do is you got to go to petco.com/static, right? You know, Petco's got a wide assortment of Petco brand products and online exclusive products, as well as premium natural and organic pet foods. And don't forget, Miles,
mm-hmm.
this is something you might want to think about. Especially whenever you get into your... No, that's the other place. Whenever you get into your older years, the bottomless bowl repeat delivery service.
But I'm eating dog food as an old man.
I didn't say that, but you did.
I can't live on my meager...
Yeah, your meager wages there.
No, don't worry. I'll take care of that before long.
So you can look into that at petco.com/static. Save 10%, yeah. Possibly free shipping, or 10%.
Right.
Thanks to our sponsor, Petco.
Petco. Thank you, Petco.
So anyway, Miles, continue. Sorry to interrupt you like that. I got all into that, walking business, and I got lost there. So what's up?
I was having, some friends help me with this, and they're like...
You had friends helping you with this?
Well, my imaginary friends, Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Jeff and Jim came down and helped me. No, it was discovered, and I didn't think this was really the problem, but was discovered my sump pump wasn't working.
Oh, that's probably the problem right there.
By myself, and I keep coming back. It's like, well, we don't like this. Go back. I had to go back.
Oh, you were the runner? You weren't the fixer?
Yeah.
You were the runner?
Yeah. I was a biatch, basically.
You could buy a portable sump pump.
I'm getting to that, yeah.
Well, you can use that while you're fixing the big sump pump.
Well, I don't know, just, I bring back shit. And it's like, well, yeah, but I don't know if we want to use that. And,
You could use that, but you'd still have water here.
So, I'm got, half the staff at the Megalomart at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I hear you.
I got, Grandpa Nine Fingers helping me. Got, some,
Did you see my wife checking out at the Walmart, did you?
I got, this kind of effeminate, 7-foot-tall dude, hanging around helping me out.
Was it Mao Yang or whatever? Mao, what's the big basketball player?
Oh, no, it wasn't Chinese or nothing.
Oh, okay.
No, Yao Ming or something.
Yao Ming?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, no, they were nice. They were helping me out. Very motley crew of help there. But,
Come on, tall femme boy, help me find a Johnson.
Oh, good
controls.
Heavens! Oh, my goodness!
And you have water in your basement. How terrible.
Ooh, I'm getting wet right now.
Oh, I wonder why your ass cheeks are so wet.
I'm getting the vapors.
Is that a watch chain out of your pants?
No, they were very... I shouldn't put them down.
If I pulled on that, would I get a surprise?
No, but if you pull on this, you go.
They get you all figured out? What happened then?
Hey, little Mark got me going. It's the new sump pump is in now, in the well. It's all taken care of.
So the water dissipate then? Did it suck it out of there?
I really didn't have, standing water. I just had, wet carpet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You like wet carpet.
The wet carpet.
Do you like wet carpet?
No, I just, it just sounds funny.
Say it. Say it.
Well, it's not as if I like, woodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woodpecker woodies or something.
Woodpecker
woodies. No, what's weird was we were ripping up this old carpet, and whoever, originally had the house, they painted the floor, blood red.
Oh, nice. Well, that hides it whenever you, murder people.
Well, I was thinking that because as you're dragging this upstairs across the white kitchen floor, now it's like the O.J. Simpson murder scene.
Oh, nice.
And, drag marks, all over the house.
You weren't, yelling Nicole or anything while you're doing this.
No! Get away! Oh, Nicole! No, it looked very eerie looking.
Nice.
Waiting to hear one of those, they brought the luminol in. And
that's
they,
right. CSI.
Oh my god, it was just
CSI Iowa. What you gotta do, kid, is you gotta spray out some corn husks here, and then that picks up all the prints.
Yeah.
Why do we do everything with corn? This is goddamn Iowa, you son of a bitch.
The only thing that's gotten me through the whole thing is my kids have finally allowed me to play the Xbox.
So oh, really?
Only thing, but now I've been a little turned off with it now, so I don't know.
They kicked you off again? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't know. We were playing World at War.
Yeah?
And you got to kill dogs. I'm like, I don't.
Were they German shepherds like things?
Yes, yes. Yeah. You'd kill, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm all for killing zombies.
They're Nazi dogs.
You know, Nazis and, you know, indiscriminate men and women and children. But when it comes to dogs, I'm not, I won't kill dogs. I'm sorry. I won't.
Well, that's good for our sponsor this week. Our Petco sponsor, it's good that you don't want to kill dogs for that. So you're not into the animal slaying, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, kind of our whole Petco tie-in, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I don't know, because I bought a couple games here. It's my kid's birthday coming up, and I got him a couple games.
Oh, yeah.
And so yeah,
dog killers and cat killers.
Yeah, well, cats be okay. I don't be all right with that. Dogs is where I draw the line. And
so the kid's okay with killing the dogs?
Yeah, he's like, oh, no, I'll knife him if you want, Dad. Here. Like, oh, wow. I didn't know you could knife him.
That's nice.
That's where I draw the line. Line's
happy
dry.
Birthday. Here's your application to West Point.
I know.
In a game.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I bought, yeah.
You got to sneak up on them when they're sleeping, Dad.
The funny part was we had this video place buying this, you know, like a game place, you know, if you will.
Yeah, like Game Shack.
Game Shack, yeah, it's a Game Shack, let's say. And the lady's like, well, is that all? Because I bought my kid two games. I'm like, well, there's this old-timer game, but you don't have it. And
What was the game?
Custer's Revenge.
Oh.
And,
you mean the old Atari game?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
You know, the old Atari game where you, yeah, if you know gaming a little bit, you know.
Hey, come
very
on second,
bad,
Julia.
Very bad, not PC, but.
nice.
No, I'd like to have Bounty Hunter. I've already had two copies of it, and the kids have ruined both.
How do they ruin? Like, scratch the disc or something?
No, it's all scratched up.
Oh, okay.
They don't put them back in their case. They're like coasters for Pop.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yeah, they don't.
Here, look, I got Steel Wool, Dad. Look at this.
My dad will buy us more. He's rich.
Look, I'm a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He's rich.
I've got my kids convinced that I'm, like, stinking rich. Like, yeah. Dad will buy us more. Look at it.
Who wants another corn dog?
And, like, this lady's, like, looking and looking and looking. She's going to find this game. I can't believe it. That's like a 10-year-old game.
She didn't have a bun in her hair, did she?
No, yeah, she wasn't the second grandma, you know, she had going there. She was just very average looking. Uh-huh. She got...
So she went back in the back, or what?
No, it was against the wall. There's like all these used games and stuff. She's like, I found it! She's like, well, I go, how much is it? She goes, that's like $20.
I'm cheap.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm pretty tight right now. And right about then, my youngest kid, the birthday kid.
Put it in your pants, Dad.
No, he looks down. He goes, look, Dad, a $20 bill on the floor.
Seriously?
He picks it up. He goes, does this belong to anybody? I'm like, yeah, it's mine. It's mine, son of a bitch. It's mine.
It's mine. I'm going to buy this game with it.
It's God trying to tell us something, to be honest. So it's ours. It's ours.
Did anybody claim it?
No. Well, luckily there's no one in there.
Oh, okay.
Some people had just left. I'm like, oh, well, you know.
Oh, nice, nice.
I thought God was trying to tell us something, so I said, all right, yeah, we'll get it. We'll buy it. I don't care.
God wants me to be a bounty hunter.
God wants me to be Jango Fett. By God, that's what I'm going to do. If that's what he wants, then I will be Jango Fett.
There you go.
I was born to... You know, go get the hut, you know.
I was thinking more of along the lines of Leon the Professional. That's myself, but that's...
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You're going to find a young girl to make your apprentice.
Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, so I got like a free game, man.
Bonus!
All for being honest, man.
All for being honest.
Yeah, he's like, this long to anybody else.
Shut up! Belongs to a big pizza, extra large.
Give me that! Smack it out of his hands. Come on.
Casey's pizza.
Yeah, this kid. I don't know.
Belongs in my belly, son.
He's too he shouldn't be my case. So
yeah, old. Really, no kidding. He obviously isn't hanging out with his grandfather enough.
Yeah, he's way too honest, man. He's like,
he'd be sidling up to that lady, you know.
Yeah.
A nice young lady like you working at a game store.
You should be working at Walmart where I can ogle you a little bit better.
I'm thinking you have a 2-for-1 sale today. Don't you think?
You like
that? And then I'm thinking me and you'll get some shakes at the 31 Flavors after your shift's done with.
I'm thinking that right now.
See?
Yeah.
So, I'm surprised your kid didn't break that move out, you know?
No, I'm just honest.
Yeah.
Tackle him.
So you got it. So did you play that one?
No, I wasn't allowed to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Dad, just stay back. You'll get hurt. Stay back.
Don't you got a bedtime, kids, sometime soon?
I know. I don't get to play these games up.
Yeah, well, you'll stay home sick from work one day this week, and that'll be it.
I got diarrhea. I can
move. I'm playing Bounty Hunter from the toilet.
I'm not allowed to play.
Miles, why is the television in the hallway outside the bathroom?
Yeah. Gaming is for the young, okay? That's all I can say.
I don't know why the TV is there.
If you're like over a certain age and you're still gaming a lot, God bless you, because, man,
yeah.
It don't happen in this house, not to me.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta let the kids play.
It's not my wife, it's my kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people are like, yeah, my wife won't let me. No, it's my kids, you know?
Well, they get the TV, you know?
Yeah, but they want to hook it up to, like, the big, nice TV that me and my wife watch, so then you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. 4 hours of Nazi zombies, here we go.
Oh, well. What are you gonna do, you know?
Look at a headshot, Dad!
You could start reading, you know? You could start reading.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly.
I gave up on that.
You can go back to the nudie magazines you saved from the flood.
Those got saved, thank God. God, once again, looking out for Miles Tidal. Miles, put those up high.
That's right. Don't put those in a box on the floor. Put them up on the shelf.
Put the kids' keepsake stuff on the floor.
That's right, man. Put their birth announcements and certificates and
all your wedding stuff from your wedding.
That's
and
right.
All that. Put that on the bare floor, but... Nudie mags go way up high.
Looks like your wedding gown got ruined, honey. I don't know
cool
what the...
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like the sewer backed up and the wedding gown bought it.
Yeah. No.
Hey,
told
you to put those up on a shelf. What the hell?
No, she was actually wearing that the other day, matter of fact.
Her wedding gown?
Yeah. I go, are you feeling nostalgic? She goes, no, I just ran out of laundry. So.
Oh, she did not. What a lame joke.
I stole it.
Yeah, what a lame joke.
Like Henny Youngman or something.
Yeah, no kidding.
Seriously, folks.
You shouldn't be playing games.
No, I should be telling jokes.
You're old. You're like, have anybody seen the Flickers?
So, yeah, that's my life.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that the pornos were saved. Your VHS Girls Gone Wild have been saved.
Yeah, it's been saved. Yeah. I think I'm giving those away.
Why, did you get the DVDs now, or what?
No, I'm thinking about upgrading, though. You know, like,
oh, really? Blu-ray?
Movies on Blu-ray.
There you go. I think that would be a good choice for you.